Thank you for the meeting of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Most of you know why we're here is to figure out a solution for the six resolutions contracts to conduct work on roads and bridges throughout Ocean County that do not show a final total price before they go out to bid. We're going to change the language in them. I guess the executive office is already spending for the highway bridges, not saying legislator list has brought up the fact of this OGS. Office of General Services should be included in the price bidding, correct? And you would like them to come to one of our meetings or call a special meeting so they can explain what they do.
I think that would help us in the long run, especially on this committee, because what the state does, the position I held as a state, like a lot of them, but back when I had a DOT before I went to the thruway, was I was a resident engineer. When I was a resident engineer for Ulster County, I was on Fed West. It is Sea Savory. You know, over here on
Quarry.
He's responsible for all the maintenance in the entire Ulster County. Now,
for state roads.
For state roads. So, to leave each resident engineer procure things, like I can get a bid from you, and another guy gets a bid from you, you save money in quantity, which is why the state bids one contract for all the salt in the state. And then I would set my budget, because for my county, how many tons I need, and that would go off the OGS bid. So instead of paying, I'm going to pick a weird number, instead of paying $42 a ton for salt,
right,
the OGS state bid contract is $28, because the state bought 100,000 tons. Now, they also allow the towns and counties to utilize OGS bids,
mm-hmm.
their statewide bids. I used to do a lot of vendor paving jobs where I would take the state trucks and haul the asphalt. The Callahan, I bought it, the Callahan's price for statewide was picked up at his asphalt plant, delivered to his paver and his men to put the blacktop down. The only thing the state did was made it section traffic and trucks, yes.
Okay, but there's a difference here. Because I understand that these contracts do all of that. It's material and equipment and services. And that's why Susan...
But there are cases where Callahan delivers it themselves, and the state doesn't do anything. Which is why this table here that they supplied us really doesn't do anything for me. It really doesn't. It's got a total number here and a total number there, but it doesn't tell me what's in the contract or what the breakdown is. So,
I'll tell you, I went to the procurement services.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't have your experience, obviously. So I did look to see if there was any contracts up already for paving and stuff, and I didn't see any, unless you needed a special pass to get in there. I didn't see any paving or asphalt yet. I
know
yes. Yeah, I didn't see.
You work off of last year's contract until April 1st, and then the new contracts go out April 1st.
I didn't even see anything listed for paving or any of that.
It should have been under item number, like a 403. Item 403.
The first thing we're going to do is, these resolutions, this work is very important to be done this year.
Mm-hmm.
We work to provide safety, better roads, and I don't want to hold up the county from doing its work. So before we leave this room tonight, then we've got to have a plan in place, how you want to present this, the ways and means, because the ways and means is not going to accept it the way they wrote it. Now, Manager?
Well, we've modified it with
Is the whereas in two results?
No.
What was wrong with the words?
Susie had, I had shared the amendments to Susie, and that's what she had given the feedback about the OGS pricing, and so she was concerned about having that resolved. Because you wanted to have, when, and if I, my understanding from the last meeting is that you wanted to have the OGS pricing as a ceiling. You didn't want any price per unit to be above or within OGS. That's how that's drafted.
Will you be spending money for no reason?
Well, if they're recruiting the services and trucking in and doing other things that are part of the contract, then OGS isn't that.
What?
Well, I think that the
that's what I was hoping I would see in the breakdown.
The note at the bottom on the left-hand side?
Hmm?
I've included in the estimate the additional OGS for oil and material, which increases in base to us.
Now, we're taking that at face value. And that's why I suggested that we invite OGS from one of their procurement contractors to come down and talk to us and tell us exactly what is in OGS and what services are included in our contract. Because what I'm getting is information that I don't even know where it came from. And I don't notice what I just heard over the past hour doesn't make give me a warm and cozy feeling about the county knowing everything they need to know about the business we do.
But I don't think also what Legislative Fabiano said. I mean, these projects are scheduled to happen in the next 60 days, 60, 70 days.
Right.
Well, after the weather.
Right. And that's why I don't have a problem with that. And
it needs
to progress, but we shouldn't just go blindly in the dark. At some point in time, we should
go to your corner.
Right.
Well, let me say what my suggestion is, because I know, we all know, that Ways and Means is not going to accept this the way they tend to for. Richard called it. He called me at my job to tell me that. Figure something out before it gets to us, because we're not going to approve it with no facts in that language. Then you could make this, and we discuss the change in the language that we all pretty much agreed on. I think at this point, we should send this, pass this with the language that we agreed upon, have a meeting with OGS, then Eric could set it up some evening or late afternoon. We could have Susie come and Eric could come and give an explanation. And then maybe from that point on, we can make the changes if there's any need to be made.
Dean, just for clarification, you're saying this, even though it says reference only, with the changes?
Yes.
Will you have the other copy of that? So language of suggestion language, you would have to amend every resolution to include the language that I sent out. So, provided that you accept the language, you have to make the motion. And then
yep.
You go over the resolution, and then the resident...
We've got to do that tonight here, right?
You can.
Yes.
You can do that if you go ahead to me. And then you can put it to Ways and Means, or... But if you're not... I'm a little bit... So forgive me.
I'm very confused.
Okay. So I know that Legislator Litz, we asked you back to Susie, Legislator Litz wants to have a meeting with OGS. Do you want to have a meeting with OGS before you adopt the amendment language?
No. I want to move this forward with the change in language now. The OGS update you can do.
Well, if you do that,
okay.
What will happen is if you adopt the changes and the amendments, make the amendments to the resolution, and then you approve all of the six resolutions for those contracts, they will go to Ways and Means,
yes.
And they will for next meeting.
That's what I want. That's pretty much asking to make sure this works.
Well, then OGS
can come to our
April
meeting.
Yeah, then by that point in time, if the contract could be adopted. So It'll be an informational meeting.
That's their name in the OGS for later resolutions, not specifically these resolutions.
Forgive me, thank you for clarification.
Matty, yes.
Go ahead. You're saying for later resolutions, but in this resolution, right, it doesn't say resolve. It sounds to me like if we move this forward, they have to go by OGS if that's the best fit. And I think the one thing we should be clear about, and I don't hate to ask to modify the language further, but if we say that they have to use the OGS bid, assuming that with transportation and the other things, it's still not, you know, it's still the lower bid. Does that make sense?
Well, if we put in there that comparable to the OGS bid, they'll have to do an analysis.
Okay.
And that's actually...
And that's... Okay.
Because if their analysis down the road says, oh, shit, excuse me, French.
Yeah.
We could save money. Well, then it's a learning process, so we don't keep going over what we need to spend.
Yeah.
Did everybody read the email from Sue today? Please take a look at the attached list of sample roads and note that the use of the OGS contract is ineffective rather than the pricing and accounting contracts generated by the legislature does not favor the so OGS. She is saying OGS is
right.
Higher than the contract
right.
That we have in place.
And I have to see that breakdown. We don't know where that breakdown is.
Go back in the easily.
If we word it the way we word it, they'll have to have that breakdown somewhere in order to say we got the best bang for the buck.
Our pricing from the contract is all inclusive. Price per ton of the unit prices of the OGS must be added together for the purposes of comparison. Even at that, the OGS figure does not include some work that is included in the responses to the county, e.g. striking a wall. If we need to get the status, and I don't mean to say satisfy your, which I agree with, then Sue should be able to supply that tomorrow. Well,
all she needs to do, if we can adopt this the way it's, you know, the way we want to, and she just has to supply in the record that she did a comparison and her contract bid out. This is the best way to do it. And that's fine. It just needs to be in the record. It doesn't need to be in a table like this that I don't know how they did this or broke down or whatever it is.
But all of these...
Typically how we would do it in the residency, I do it for a lane lap.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, and the nice thing about that is, if I have a budget and I find out, you know, my lane mile cost is X, well then I know I can do 10 times X. Right now they got distances and they don't know what the value is, which is one of the reasons why it's over 50,000, but I can't tell you how much over. Because they didn't do a lane mile analysis. And in the future they probably should start doing those. Because then they can do a better job at estimating the work.
Thank you. I do remember Tim Kiponsky saying at the last meeting, you didn't pass it, that amended, like Erica wrote that for you.
Right.
She said that you don't have to use those contracts.
Right.
They can go to OGS, they can do whatever. Just move it. They're not telling the names on the resolution.
If I'm reading this right, in every case, the in-place bid is less than the OGS for these particular... Is that right, Herman?
Yes, that's what it's showing here.
So if OGS does not include the trip, travel, and you know, the transportation of the material and everything, then she's in the clear for this.
Right. What she's done here today, she's taken the OGS bid.
Yeah.
And then
inflated it by this. Okay. Yeah.
I'll send it out to 75 or if I want to make my case I can make that $4.50 and get it. So I'll actually kind of motion to add some new language to these six resolution and send them that way, and then in the future we will have a get together with OGS for the resolution. Heard, get them here. Yeah, I'll make the call. I was just wondering my phone. I had the guy's cell phone number and right. Just let it say Coleman. I can't remember his first name. It isn't. Yeah, but you're in there. It's Dean. Having I should have Dean. Right. So if I can't remember his first name, so I was just searching through to see if I find his name. I didn't come across it. Just thrown it out there. Not to send the town of Ulster, the 3 miles on Sawfield Road. You're talking to him. The state is going to lead you the bridge over the thruway this summer. And whoever does the county is going to do the bridge over the creek on the other end. So you're going to have two bridges being worked on. You know, realignment of fire truck, ambulances. They got to get this going. Get out of school.
Good
following, we don't have.
You should have made the state clean more of the approaches and save money out of this money right here.
Resolutions 132, 133, 134, 135, 136, and 138 to include the language to include whereas and to resolve. I set forth by the committee at the
March 3rd, third meeting, and I set forth before you this evening.
All in favor on the block?
Aye.
Okay, now on the resolution.
Now on the resolution.
I have a question before we vote on the CHIPS money. The CHIPS money is described in these five or six. That's all the CHIPS money the county is getting?
No.
No.
Okay.
Just for these.
Just for those. Right. Okay.
So, to answer your question, because I actually get a little part about this. We, in our budget, we budgeted, allocated $425,000, and then there's going to be tips money, and the word letter will come out next month, and we'll know how much, and they're expecting about $3 million. So, on the resolution, as blocked.
As blocked.
We need a first and a second.
Legislator Green, Legislator Warren, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
So you did want to pass over the
resolution?
Appreciate
you crossing
on the right. Yeah.
On principle,
we'll be
okay.
Why would you
put Because I like to see people do their homework and present their homework.
Oh, I see.
So
because it wasn't because
not,
of the presentation.
We're not doing all of
that. Got it.
Erica, thank you so much for
your help.
I deeply appreciate it, as does the rest of the committee.
I'm sure you should
sign it.
Yep.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you.
Go learn some more about highways.
I'm working on it. So, none of you guys are going to carpet?
I'm not.
I'm going.
Don't tell. It's for
you.
Jim Maloney has a left-handed check mark.
Yeah. That's because he's left-handed.
Tomorrow, you do me a favor and call Susie and let her know what took place here tonight. And tomorrow I'll do this. This is kind of work.
I'll send her a copy of the amended version.